addict. I will always be an addict. All of my tendencies are towards addiction. I don't like starting things because I'm afraid that I can't stop them. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, relationship, TV shows to binge watch, it doesn't matter. I have the ability to start something and lose the rest of my life in it until it runs its course and it no longer numbs the pain for me. The layers of protection, you know, when you're young, there's no intellectual thought. So you're basing everything on emotions. And when you feel unwanted emotions and you can't get away from them, your body, your mind, it just takes you to a place away from those feelings. And usually it's rituals, OCD, you know, the fears. I remember when I was a kid, I was terrified of walking up the stairs to go up to bed because it was always dark. And we had a light switch at the bottom of the stairs and at the top of the stairs. And I would flick that switch a certain number of times because in my head, I thought a certain number of times would alert whoever was waiting for me at the top of the stairs that I was coming. And I started to add on all of those little things, you know, tapping things a certain amount of time. Certain things had to be arranged a certain way. Conversations, I would have to, you know, pull them to safe places and make sure that whatever my reply was, that it wasn't going to upset the other person. And, you know, you start adding all of these defenses on when you're a child. They start to add up and you carry them forward. You know, I remember the day I discovered alcohol, and man, that first sip I was home, that just took a part of my brain that was always on guard. My nervous system runs 24/7 at high speeds, and I took that sip and I was like, ah, wow, relief. And I didn't look back. Eventually, it wears off. I talk about your life getting smaller, painting yourself into a corner, all of these layers of defenses and these fears and the OCD and the rituals and the drugs and the people-pleasing and the codependency. It just adds up to the point where you are anything else but who you are. The fear of being rejected at the core for who you are was so painful that you had to wrap yourself in crazy rituals and addictions to get yourself as far away from them as you can. As you pull away the layers, you know, the OCD for me is gone, the rituals for the most part are gone, the addiction with the drugs and the alcohol for the most part are gone, you know, I don't have that crazy desire where I need to be drinking and drugging to escape. Man, the day that that feeling went away was so liberating. In which each layer you pull away, you discover more about yourself. You sit with those feelings and you just discover how and why you do things. I am amazed at the shit that I have done to protect myself, the harm I have done to myself to protect being hurt. See, it was okay for me to hurt myself on an unconscious level, just as long as nobody else hurt me first. This is where I beat myself up. This is the self-sabotage. This is the self-hate. This is the doom and gloom. This is the poor me. This is the victim. See, I have to beat myself up. I have to damage myself. I have to hurt myself because that's the only empowerment I had as a child. I knew the beatings were coming. I knew the humiliation was coming. I knew the shame was coming. I had no control over that. But what I did have control of was doing it to me 10 times worse than you could ever do it to me. And I had to do it to me before you did it to me. So I took what I was going to get. I owned it. I did it to myself, and I did it worse than anybody else could, because that was my power. That was my control. It was crazy and fucked up, but there was a safety in it. You see, I got to control the abuse. If I beat myself harder emotionally than you were going to beat me, it didn't hurt as much. And if you're calling me out on shit, if you're humiliating me, if you're embarrassing me, if you're shaming me, if I do it worse than you do it, yours does not hurt as much. We will find a way to control our situations, no matter how bad we treat ourselves. Learning how not to self-hate, to not to self-sabotage, to not to self-shame and self-abuse is a long, difficult, prolonged process. When I stopped beating myself up for who I wasn't, for where I wasn't, for what I didn't accomplish, when I started to see the reality of who I was and what I lived and how I lived it, and I own that humiliation. See, when I peel away the layers and I get down to the core, humiliation and betrayal are my two biggest issues. Humiliation is number one. I cannot be caught off guard and recover. When I'm exposed before I'm ready to be exposed, there is this huge wave of powerful, uncontrollable emotion that takes me into a shame spiral and paralyzes me. I guard against that at every moment in everything I do in life. I don't feel safe within myself. I have beat myself up so bad that I have no self-protection. I have no internal boundaries against myself. That's where I'm building. That's where we need to build. I can't stand being humiliated. When I'm abandoned, I feel humiliated. When I say something stupid, I am humiliated. When somebody gets over on me, I am humiliated. Humiliation for me is the core emotion that I need to be working on. See, I was shamed and humiliated publicly constantly, and I had no recourse. So instead of being told that, I just walked around and was basically like, you know, worthless piece of shit right here. You can't hurt me because I'm calling myself out on it. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. I'm a fuck up here. I'm messed up here. You see, I believed it. I had to believe it to get through the day so that the punishments and the humiliation did not feel as bad. Learning how to feel used, abandoned, humiliated, and not going back to that childhood wound. Those feelings that you couldn't get a handle on when you were younger, where you had to sit there and take it, because if you pushed back, it became worse. The punishment was worse for standing up for yourself. See, if you had needs, you were abandoned, you were beat, you were humiliated. So we learn how not to have needs. Every time I have a need, I beat myself up. I shame the shit out of myself for needing something. So I've spent my life trying to be independent of needs, but I'm also a shameful codependent. So I'm in a bind like 24/7. I think the hardest thing for me is abandonment. That abandonment just triggers me in a way that I don't understand. I am just a helpless victim after that, and I have to crawl into a corner under the covers and peek out every once in a while and see if it's safe to come out again. See, that's where the self-soothing comes in. The first instinct I have is, well, I was abandoned because I'm not good enough. And then it just spirals from there. And the thought process is automatic. I don't just sit there and think it. This isn't a conscious thought where I'm like, No, I just go there. My brain is wired that way. That's where the self-soothing comes in. That's where understanding the big picture and the reality and trying to look at what just happened from a different perspective, from a human perspective, from an outsider perspective. See, I'm sure when I tell people the humiliation of an abandonment, the story of how it happened, I think about 99.9% of them be like, it's okay, it just happened. But for me, it takes me back to the worst place that I can possibly go emotionally. And the ironic thing is I constantly set myself up for abandonment. I constantly do the codependent thing where I hand everything off to somebody else and all my good feelings come from outside of myself, whether it's a job or a person or a project. And when that goes away, I'm left with nothing. And subconsciously, I feel like I keep doing it over and over and over again until I can learn how not to feel that way. See, I'm going to be abandoned my whole life. We all are. People leave. Jobs end. Friends disappear. People pass away. Times change. Situations change. It's a constant hello and goodbye. I love the hello. I hate the goodbye. And when the goodbye comes, I'm incapacitated. When I got tired of dealing with the loss, especially relationships, they're so brutally painful for me. I stopped opening up. I had closed off from other people. See, you're only going to allow in what you feel like you're capable of losing. I was in an emotional place where I couldn't handle any loss. So I didn't allow any joy. If I allow this in and it's bringing me joy, if it goes away, I can't handle the sadness of the loss. So I'm not going to let anybody or anything else in. I had to grieve all of the loss that came before. You see, we don't let go of things. We work through them. I was just letting them go and pushing them to the side and be like, yeah, I'll deal with it later. It doesn't bother me. I got to man up and show anybody it doesn't bother me. But meanwhile, it's killing me inside. So I had to go grieve and process all of that loss as much as I humanly possibly could before I could take anything on. This is the way we go back. We go back in time and we start connecting the dots and we feel those feelings and we grieve the loss. And we make ourselves okay with it by realizing that it wasn't about us. That sometimes shit just happens. Sometimes we let shitty people in our lives. Sometimes we make bad choices. And sometimes we make the perfect choice. But that other person on the other side isn't where you are. Or they're not ready to go to the places that you want to go. Or you're not ready to go to that, the places that they need you to go. I couldn't handle any more loss. So I cut everything and everybody out and stripped down to absolutely fucking nothing. No friends, no family, no joy. And I took that time to grieve as many losses as I possibly can. You see, I'm carrying 20,000 pounds of emotional weight. You can't put another drop of emotional pain in my body without me collapsing and giving up. So I have to unload that. And I can't do it by shooting up, by drinking, by swallowing pills, by gambling, by working, by sexing. Nothing is going to do it but getting in there. and feeling it and creating space. I've recently just opened up. And I opened up big and I opened up wide. And I got crushed. But it didn't kill me. It didn't bring me to my knees because I had the emotional space to process it. And I've done enough work where I don't sit there and take it all on myself. I don't know what the responsibility is on my side or their side. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I didn't go to worthless piece of shit after I felt like I was abandoned. The core of your triggers you will get to. For me, it is abandonment and humiliation. And that causes my people-pleasing, my codependency, my addiction, my panic, my anxiety. My nervous system was just always on full throttle. When you process the emotions and the hurt and the loss, your nervous system will slowly start to tune itself down. And you will have more clarity. And there will be more competency when things arise. I mean, the world's a shit show right now. And everybody's head is spinning. We all have even more stuff than we used to on top of the layers. But this is a good time to learn how to sit with your feelings, to go into those memories and those events, and to realize that you were not responsible for the things that happened to you. And even the ones that were, even the ones that you did shitty things to other people, you can grieve that within yourself. You can make amends with yourself. And if it is right, you can make amends with that other person. Healing is the cleaning up and purging of trapped trauma, emotions, and negative feelings. Come back to you. Come back to your reality. Own the truth of you. There is an amazing place below there where there is an endless source of love and energy. It takes a long, hard time to get there, but it's there. And as you're going down that road, and as you're uncovering, acknowledge your victories, acknowledge your triumphs, acknowledge the fact that you're doing the hard work. Get in there and get your hands dirty. This is your one life. Take your time. Find out what happened, how you responded, how you learned to cope with those defensive layers, and get rid of them. And get down to that love of yourself.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.